Nolte, a drag queen loving military can't defend you. Go buy an assault rifle. By John Nolte on June 23, 2021. When the US military starts sanctioning drag queen shows, it's time to buy an assault rifle, or 10. Remember back in 2007 when Rick Santorum said, "If we allow homosexuals to serve openly in the military, within 15 years this same military will be putting on drag shows?" And then, do you remember how the fake media freaked out and attacked Santorum over that? All the fury over his outrageous and inflammatory fear-mongering. Well, you probably don't remember that because it didn't happen. But it could have. Just like this could have happened. Republican, if we allow same-sex marriage, within 10 years drag queens will be performing in front of small children in public libraries. Jake Tapper, that is outrageous fear-mongering and bigotry. And yet, here we are. And, here we are. How far is this shit gonna go? That's a fair question when you recall how ridiculous the idea of allowing drag queen story hour would have sounded just a few years ago. At this rate, in just a few years the left will be putting on live sex shows using children. Go ahead and pretend to be outraged over that prediction, but the left is nearly there already. Look at how this 11-year-old drag queen. And it's not the radical left. The 11-year-old was celebrated on NBC News. Okay, one small thing before we get to my primary point. You'll note that in the headline I've deliberately placed quote marks around the word assault. This is my gift to the gun pedants who will now not have to waste an afternoon raging in the comments about how there's no such thing as an assault rifle. You're welcome. Get a life. So on top of providing sex change surgeries and trolling civilians on Twitter and teaching the pro-racist, anti-science critical race theory, the US military is now sanctioning drag queen shows and defending this with a statement that should make every normal person's skin crawl. The drag show provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performance art within the LGBT+ community. Ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Nellis Air Force Base is committed to providing and championing an environment that is characterized by equal opportunity, diversity and inclusion. In other words, the military's doomed. I don't say that lightly. But the military cannot survive without a being professional monoculture devoted to protecting a country they love and believe in. But as we now know, the military is promoting multiculturalism instead of a monoculture and using critical race theory to teach the ranks to hate America. The military is doomed, which means you are more vulnerable than ever before and you need to run out today and purchase what is incorrectly called an assault rifle. One is good. 10 is better. To recap. Democrats are emptying prisons of violent criminals. Democrats are allowing the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter to rampage without penalty. Democrats are overseeing a violent crime explosion. Democrats have turned the U.S. military into an anti-American freak show. Let me repeat, you must, right now, run out and purchase what is incorrectly called an assault rifle. You must be able to protect yourself because no one else is going to protect you, most especially a military focused on sex changes, diversity training, and books that declare America an evil not worth defending. Buy guns. Buy ammo. Learn how to use your guns. Pray that you never need to. Oh, and get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, which is where all the racism, hate crimes, pollution, homelessness, violence, despair, broken schools, and poverty is located. Move to the relative paradise of rural Magaland, where we all own guns and there are no gun violence crises, where people of all races and creeds live together in harmony and look after one another, where the streets are safe, where the air and water are clean, where life is good and people are normal, where we all live and let live. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.